Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and I'm being monitored.
You're saying if you can come back.
And my co-host is Marlene Levy. And now we're ready for the Christina Lu Show. And we have Dan Cox in the audience. So now, you know.
Put Dan on the mic. He loves to be on the mic.
No. Dan, you're on the mic.
I actually don't, but it only took 10 seconds for me to freak out John.
Every time.
He was 10 feet out of his hand, the poor guy.
I have no idea.
He's dropping things.
He walks in the office like, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble.
I know. I show up early this morning. For the first time in a long time, John goes, I never see you here this early.
I know.
Why are you here?
I thought we were getting canceled. We were scared.
Actually, the only reason I came in today was to wish all of you a happy Halloween, because it's one of my favorite holidays.
Thank you.
And to steal that chocolate donut with the orange sprinkles on it.
So the last one.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Take it. And make sure you take a Halloween napkin. Yes, okay.
Thank you. Thank God he's leaving.
I won't be far.
It's funny. He's literally only next door. But when he sits in here, it's a whole different story.
You really got flustered.
No, I just, honestly, that's kidding. When he sits down, it's like, oh, am I saying the wrong thing? Okay, now we can curse. No.
Now we can let our guard down.
We had a wonderful show. When you do three, it's a busy show. But really, between all three, Caroline this morning with the Art Center, and I didn't realize that Marlene was involved with movie-type things.
With and the
then
movie and drug and alcohol, all that.
Lynn Dobrin. I know you're involved with drugs and alcohol.
Drugs and alcohol.
Okay, wait a second.
You didn't say that.
We're off the air. We're off the air. This is not on the air.
Lynn, and then with Cia LaBeouf, which was tremendous.
Yeah, she's
really
amazing.
Hard-working.
Yeah, absolutely. And just her story and you know her presence, and she's just absolutely. Every time I ever meet Cia, you know she's just always so incredible. So what a jam-packed show! I really put you guys to work today. There was like no breaks. It was like a marathon.
Yeah, but very interesting when you because you really mixed it up so well, and it just came together. You really do a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. It was really wonderful to listen to. And next week, we have on the owner of The Door Next Door. Which is an antique store.
Behind. My daughter asked me that. I said, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so that will be next week.
Oh, good.
And we also have on legislator Ellen Birnbaum next week.
Cool.
So it should be a great show. So definitely check that out.
I went to The Door Next Door. I told you that.
Yes.
One unbelievable place.
Yeah, so I think that was a fun little segment.
Cool.
So that will be next week because I never ever get to next week. So I just wanted to remind people.
Yeah, no, I think it's important.
And also, I want to say to everyone that our conference, I cannot believe it's finally here. I feel like we've been promoting it forever, is going to be Tuesday, October 29th at Harbor Links at 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The panel right now is closed out, but there is a waiting list. But anyone could also can come to the expo. And we have currently, I was just updating the list, 84 different exhibitors will be at the conference, which is amazing. And it's such a diverse mix of things, you know, for seniors to help them age in place. It's really great. So check it out. It should be a wonderful day. And you have access, we always say, to like the people you'll never have access to. You know, it's always hard if you call a company, you know, you're getting pushed around. But here you'll have wonderful people you could ask direct questions to. John will be one of our moderators for the day. So you can come see John. So it should be really a wonderful day. The panel, the first panel is going to be on veterans, and the second panel is going to be on all these different Medicare updates, which should
If I'm going through this correctly.
Yes.
And you have Maria.
Dr. Carney.
Dr. Carney speaks from 9:30. That's going to be in the main room.
Yes, the main room of Harbor Links.
Then from 10 to 11, you have the veterans panel.
Yes.
With different speakers. Mm-hmm. From 11:15 to 12:15, you have the Medicare, which is so important. Mm-hmm. We have them. And whilst this is going on, the entire time the expo? Or the expo
The expo will be going on the whole time. Because, you know, because a lot of people, unfortunately, there's only limited space. So the expo, you could still be going to, you know, while the panel.
Oh, they couldn't get into the panel discussion. Right. Okay, good. Right. Okay, fine.
Yeah, because it's certainly filled up fast. And the waiting list, I just keep getting, while I was sitting here, actually, I was getting so many people asking to be on the waiting list. But it's still worth coming.
Absolutely.
Because, like I said, you can go and meet. And all the speakers will also have tables in the expo.
How many tables are there all together?
Well, there's 84 different vendors.
Because we went 2 years ago, or 4 years. Well, I've gone to each one of them. I've stopped by in different ways. But the tables are amazing just to walk around, you know, because there's so much information.
I know, because I always try to do that because there's always great people for the radio show.
Like right.
Last
oh, that's
year,
true,
I remember
too. Yeah,
I was like
yeah,
a maniac trying to, like, grab stuff. But WCWP will be there, have a table too. So you can come say, I'm sure Janine will be there, hopefully, and Dan will be manning the table. So that should be fun. You know, which is really interesting too, that the census is going to have a table there, because there's a really big push now for the 2020 census and getting, you know, information, because there's a lot of people that aren't accounted for. It's really interesting.
I'm actually trying
to get someone on the radio show to talk about that, because I think it's a certainly important topic. So it's really going to be a great day, and I'm excited. I'm glad it's approaching rapidly, because we've been very busy with it.
The thing is, I'm going to talk for a second about this.
Repeat the date, please.
October 29th.
Next Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday at Harbor Links.
What people do not appreciate is the amount of time, the behind the scenes. Like even just this talk show. The amount of calls that Christina has to do to find the person, and they can't make it this week. Well, why can't you make it? Then they cancel. And then they got to get, she has to find
then
somebody
they got
else.
Some, then they're just blacklisted. You know?
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. And something like this to organize, and then as 84 booths came in.
Yeah.
I know you had to add a tent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just gets crazy, you know.
It's going to be really, really nice that we did. I did a walkthrough a couple of days ago, and it's going to be so cool how they have all the tents. And
all the tents
really
are up
nice.
And everything.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. So definitely check it out. And John's right. A lot of hard work goes into this. And yes, you had a question?
No, the parking. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. So
Square.
Okay, cool. But so, the Harbor Links itself, obviously, you can park at. But there will be overflow parking at the
St. Michael's Church. With a bus.
With a bus. Right,
take you back and forth. But I got to call Oscar this afternoon.
Michael's being very close. That's where they have the Supathon there from Port Washington, SOUP. Supathon, where all the restaurants in Port Washington prepare
soup. Food talk today. I'm like starving.
Yeah. And they have in the church, like?
Yes, in the church. They have a Supathon once a year. All the restaurants, 32 of the restaurants in Port Washington prepare their favorite soup. And then you go in and you can taste all the soups. Everybody goes in, tastes all the soup, and you vote on it.
Nice.
And
oh,
then
so
you get 1 through 5 as to the best soups in Port Washington. It's at St. Michael's,
which is
wonderful because the parking is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
nice
you go in place. There and they set up the soup. Everybody sends up their buckets of soup, and it's a soup-a-thon.
Right. I like that. We have to check out the soup-a-thon. I know Port Washington has great things. I was saying last night I just went to the Sands Point Preserve because they do a little Halloween thing over there. I mean, it's a beautiful grounds in general, not even one. Obviously, I went for Halloween. I really recommend everyone checks that out because that was absolutely stunning. And I know it's quite near Marlene.
Sands Point, my friend got married there. That's the place that has the little pond in the middle of it when you walk inside.
I was dark when I was there. I just went to the Hempstead House. I'm not totally sure.
Well, Hempstead House, no. No, it's on the water. The Hempstead House is on the water.
Yeah, it's
on
the water.
You go in the back, it's on the water in the back. They refurbished that.
Oh, really?
Yes, the town. Well, it became North Hempstead, but friends of mine are on the committee there, and they have refurbished that building to do so many events like the one that you went to, Christine.
Yeah, and I really,
fabulous,
it was so amazing.
Fabulous events all through the year.
You're a haunted house person?
Of course.
I know enough about you. I'm a little disappointed I didn't know that.
I'm like Miss Halloween.
Look, you tagged
drugs. You must have missed it on Facebook, because I'm like always there.
Was this on Facebook? I really did miss it. I'm amazed.
Yes, I've been doing it. It's a tradition, actually. And I started, we could tie it into, when I was a little girl, I would always go to the spooky walk in North Hempstead. Was always my big thing with my family, because we are a big horror movie family. So I would always go to the spooky walk. And, of course, it got gradually. And we have, like, our group of people who we've been all doing it since we were, like, little kids. It was really fun. But yesterday's was just so amazingly well done. It was like being in an interactive play.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes.
My son-in-law, Josh, sent this to me yesterday and to my family, all my girls. Anybody have an interest, you have to sign a 40-page waiver to enter this sadistic haunted house.
Is this the one that if you get through it, you get like money?
Yeah, you win a prize of 20.
Yeah, we were talking about it last night.
You get tied. Yeah. You'll get dipped underwater as you go through this
thing. And it's done by a former Marine
who has like, tape your mouth and put you, they'll grab you, tape your mouth, tape you to a thing and then slide you underwater.
No, that's like a little hard.
Waterboarding.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for alerting all the seniors that they could go and get waterboarded for excitement for Halloween.
But who would think
and
of that?
We were talking about that last night because I actually want to watch a documentary on it because it's literally a former Marine who, you know, uses these techniques that they've used, you know.
And torture.
It's torture, but this is safe. I'm guarantee you this is safe.
Safe torture.
But it's
and no one's got the 20,000.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's at the edge of
tonight. Safe. We're talking about safe torture and rotten food.
If you want to keep it a little more tame, you could take your grandchildren to the Spooky Walk on October. Today it starts, and it's till the 26th. And my favorite is the Not So Spooky Walk, which is great for kids, on October 27th. But the regular Spooky Walk is tonight and tomorrow from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The admission is only $5. There's going to be a DJ there and a band as well. And the Not-So-Spooky Walk is from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 27th. There'll be a ride on the train, face painting, and more. So
Because you're saying tonight is going to be
tonight there will be a DJ tonight, which is Friday.
Oh, wonderful.
And Saturday is the band Camelot, who's been at tons of North Hempstead events, will perform at 6:30 p.m. And this is over at Clark Botanic Garden, which if anyone's been there, it's such a wonderful facility. So check that out if you want to. And I think it's really nice to like go with the family. Like I said, it's certainly been a tradition amongst my family for a while. And also a great event that we love that it comes up is the Autumn Treat, which sounds super up my alley, Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m., and this is at Harbor Links. There'll be a bunch of cute little delicious desserts, coffee, tea, apple cider. There'll also be a cash bar. There'll be entertainment by Ragdoll, which is a Frankie Valli tribute band. Tickets are $15, and you can certainly check that out. She's very popular. I think someone's trying to hit Marlene up to go to that haunted house. You know, I think that she's getting calls in about, done.
What did you say?
We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.